This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Off the faceoff, the Hawks control. Keith at the left point takes the puck, spins it down to the left wing corner. Francois Beauchemin there, put it up the boards. Keith took it back left point, fires! Save, rebound, score! In front of the net, Jonathan Toews had to muscle his way free from one of the Avalanche defenders. Got his stick in position, and there was the rebound. The captain put her home. It's 1-0 Hawks.
Couple of million people show up every time the Hawks win a cup. I bet we get that number today for your Chicago Cubs. There is a cap on the city. You can only fit so many people in.
Is that
otherwise
right?
You have to start spreading them around.
I think we're getting close.
Grand Park filling up. Michigan Avenue filling up. The parade route filling up. It's a longer parade than the Hawks did in 15 because they're coming down from Wrigley. To get here. But a guy who knows a little bit about a championship parade because he's been the captain for three of them. It's Jonathan Toews. Taser, good morning.
Hey, Steve, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Not too bad.
Team's playing well.
Keeping busy. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I notice occasionally you put skates on, score a goal. It's good. What do you want to say to these Cubs who are experiencing their first championship parade?
Oh, man. I don't know. I just obviously want to congratulate them. I can't imagine how much pressure they've had to deal with, and I don't think anyone in the sports world has really gone through anything like that to deal with a city that's just hanging on every single play and how they just hung in there. It's just such an emotional thriller to watch So, yeah, huge congratulations to those guys to getting over that hump and dealing with all the baggage that comes with playing for the Cubs and trying to win a championship for this team that's been waiting for this city, I guess I should say, that's been waiting so long for this sort of thing. So it's pretty incredible.
You know, when you guys had your first title in 10, you're all, butterflies, you do your first championship rally. I mean, it sounds like a stupid question, but do you get better at it? Do you go, well, I didn't do this the first time, so I'm going to do it for the second one? Or in the third one, it becomes old hat? Like, what would you tell the players? Just enjoy the moment?
Yeah, enjoy the moment. You're getting up on stage there, maybe watch the Corey Crawford clips and maybe don't go down that road.
Right. That seems solid. Yeah, that does seem solid.
Just enjoy it. It's going to be pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to watching it today, too, so it'll be pretty awesome.
We'll get to a very cool thing that Jonathan Toews is doing for the community in a second, but Dave, question about this team?
Yeah, well, good morning, first of all, Mr. Captain. You have seen this team kind of they've been on a typical Blackhawks roll, or more typical lately. Is there anything, as you look at the game last night, that, for instance, maybe the early part of the game wasn't a great start, and that's kind of been a bit of a problem, and then you scored, and Hossa scores about a half a minute later, and then from then on it seemed like things were pretty good. But how do you get started a little better than you have?
Yeah, well, I think our challenge is to play the complete game and really come out with the energy that we're looking for. We're definitely showing that we can score goals when we get our chances. It'd be nice for us to show what we can do if we really started to control games and to dominate down low in the offensive zone. We don't have a whole lot of games where we're out shooting or out chancing other teams, but I think our penalty kill is better, our defensive play is better when it has to be. And Crow has been incredible. So he's kept us in games where we're able to eventually distance ourselves. He's had a couple of shutouts lately, and so if we can play the way we have, which we're obviously not satisfied, but come out on top where we're not giving up a lot, I think that's a pretty good quality to have early in the season.
I figured it'd be another two or three weeks before you really started seeing the chemistry and kind of this young team gel, because all the Hawks have to do is basically take a third of the team and reinvent the wheel every couple of years. But it's coming together even faster than that, and that's good news for all of us who are nuts for the Hawks. Home and home with Dallas this weekend. The parity in the National Hockey League has never been deeper. I find this amusing. I just looked while you guys were talking. You know when the NHL was formed, Dave? 9 years after the Cubs last won their World Series. Yes. 1917 is when the NHL started. Mm-hmm. How about that?
That's some perspective right there. Eh? It's pretty
That's
incredible.
Amazing. All right, so tell me about the Kitchen Community. What is it and what's your involvement?
Well, first of all, thanks for chatting with me about it. I'm pretty excited about it. I think the Kitchen Community is a great group. They're building learning gardens in schools for kids. So what a learning garden is basically an outdoor garden where kids go out there. They have different subjects that they can learn, that they can learn hands-on in the garden where they grow vegetables. And, you know, they can learn about everything from their own health to eating healthy to learning about where their food comes from if they buy it at the grocery store to begin with, or also how that affects them and how it affects the environment, and all different types of subjects that they can learn while being outside, while, you know, growing and eating healthy vegetables. I think it's just it's a cool program, a cool group that does so much for kids to keep them healthy and active, and kind of give them tools to grow up with that eventually when they move on and they grow up into adults, it's something that they'll remember, something that they'll be able to use and understand as far as where good food comes from and you know, maybe where bad food comes from and how it can affect them. I think for me, a huge problem you see, and right now we're obviously you know, in the Hockey Fights Cancer Month. So it's amazing to see what the NHL does and what the Blackhawks do for young kids who are in the battle of their lives. And but I think there's also something to be said too about you know, healthy eating and disease and cancer prevention on the one side too. So so I think there's a great group, and I'm excited to support them. And obviously we have a campaign going on prizeo.com/Blackhawks, and we've been promoting that, and so it's basically a raffle, and people can donate to get their chances in for this raffle. And the grand prize is kind of a VIP day with myself. We'll go to pregame skate, have a little pregame meal just like the Blackhawks do right after the skate, and then they'll come back for game time and have a little meet and greet in their locker.
That's cool.
After the game. So it's a pretty cool prize. I think a lot of people are excited about it. And, so for me, I'm just trying to promote what the Kitchen Community is doing right now.
Yeah, that's great. Good of you to do it. I know how careful you are about what you eat and fuel the engine. You know, so it makes total sense that you'd be tied to this. By the way, again, it is Prizeo, prize with an O, the letter O, prizeo.com/Blackhawks. You make a $10 donation there. You can make as many as you want. The more you donate, the more chances you have to win. And there's a bunch of extra awards as well. So good for you for doing this, dude. It's you know, you're welcome here anytime. But I love this guy. I love this cause.
All right, thanks a lot for bringing it up, Steve. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. By the way, your Halloween costume was unbelievable.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was a good one this year. My girlfriend's good friend is a makeup artist. And
dude,
we saw a few of these pictures on the internet. We're like, we got to do that. So we basically took the idea. It was kind of like a Karate Kid, you know, skeleton costume type thing. We took it to another level. It was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun this year.
You didn't wear that when the trick-or-treaters were coming over, did you? Because you wouldn't have given away a candy bar.
No, I didn't. The second we were both dressed up, our little dog was looking at both of us. So we scared her a little bit, too.
Have a great weekend against Dallas. Get a couple more, will you?
All right. Thanks a lot, fellas. We appreciate it.
Thanks. That's Jonathan Taves, the captain. Yes.